remembrance.
The thing that struck me the hardest when we were at Ground Zero, this one little restaurant, the tables were still set from that day, and everything was left at that moment, you know, when time stopped for them. Some of the people who used to visit that restaurant daily, they'd come back and they started writing the names in the dust on the window. We miss you, Mr. Lelly. Goodbye, Sarah. We love you, your friends and family. And all of a sudden, these faces on all the pictures, you know, around the fences and everything, they were actual lives. They touched other lives. They had meaning. They had purpose. It was tragic, but at the same time comforting, knowing that these lives had touched other people's lives and that they are missed and they are remembered.
No matter how hard we try, words simply cannot express the horror, the shock, and the revulsion we all feel over what took place.
So many have suffered so great a loss, and today we express our nation's sorrow.
Honor.
Men and women who put their own safety in the back of their mind for the safety and health and welfare of others gave me hope. It showed me what America is really all about.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand. I stand.
Now we have a choice, whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually as a people and a nation, or whether we choose to become stronger through all of this struggle to rebuild on a solid foundation.
Hope.
It sure drove us to our knees. Our response as a nation, much as Israel repents in the Old Testament. I'm encouraged about the future. We just don't know what it holds, but we do know who holds the future.
Thank you, Mr. President, for calling this day of prayer and remembrance. We needed it.
Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth can separate us from God's love. May he bless the souls of the departed. May he comfort our own. And may he always guide our country. God bless America.
A message of hope for the future from Spirit 105.3.